League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's get this going tonight because we've got so much to talk about. Thanks to Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman for a nice little plug there in the last segment. A.J. always seems to be very interested in what's going on with my niece, and I am proud to announce that I am, for the second time, a great uncle, as Hannah Rain was born to my niece, Hannah. So, excited about that. We've got a lot to talk about here tonight. Wayne Rooney becomes only the second player to score 200 goals in the Premier League. We're going to talk about that tonight. He's got 2-2 games for Everton. Got great guests tonight here on this show. Marcelo Balboa, Eddie Robinson will be calling into the show a bit later. Paul Tenorio and Steve Davis, two of my favorite writers when it comes to the sport of soccer here in the United States, because they're challenging. It's just not puff pieces. We get enough of that. It's not jock-sniffing stuff. It's real issues. We'll talk to Paul about real issues. We'll talk to Steve Davis about real issues. And looking forward to that tonight. So we have a Tuesday edition tonight because of Dynamo in action tomorrow night against FC Dallas. We're going to break it down. We're going to provide insight tonight. Second weekend of the Premier League. It was a good one. Storylines abound. Manchester United smoking Swansea 4-0. Four different goal scorers. I like this attacking United. Liverpool a 1-0 win over Crystal Palace. Stoke and Jeff Cameron get a 1-0 win over Arsenal. What about Sunday and Chelsea shutting everyone up with a 2-1 win at Spurs? We will take your calls on Premier League and the Dynamo. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So Wayne gets the goal, his 200th in a 1-1 draw at Manchester City. Neymar, I mean, this is like the Harlem Globetrotters in the French League One. Neymar every week is going to be looking to top what he did the week before. Defenses are looser. Neymar's the man, and he's thrilling people at PSG. We're going to talk about it. Plus, we're into the fun times in Major League Soccer. It's rivalry week on Wednesday night. We also can discuss the proposal of promotion and relegation solely within Major League Soccer. Can this be done? Should this be done? Do you want to see it done? Christian Pulisic, only 18 years of age, producing another wonderful performance for Dortmund. Kubo Torres left home from Vancouver. So with Kubo Torres left home, along with Vicente Sanchez and Ricardo Clark, one expects all three of those guys to start against FC Dallas. It's the rotation policy from Wilmer Cabrera. Do you agree that you leave your 12-goal score home? Let's talk about it. Listeners, callers, I'm ready. Get after it tonight. Agree, disagree, bring a topic. Be a part of it. A celebration in Germany also that goes bad. We'll talk about that. It's unbelievable. It's up on my Facebook page. 713-780-3776, the number to call in tonight. Bring it, soccer fans. Streaming at ESPN975.com. Facebook Soccer Matters. Hit me up on Twitter throughout the show at Glenn Davis Sock. We will do a mailbag tonight here. We're getting after it tonight, but it does not happen without you, the caller, you, the listener. The show is designed for you to have a platform. Podcasts on podcastarena.com and iTunes. And again, we got great guests here tonight. We'll do a game on for 90 tonight as well here. So be ready for that as well. So, Premier League on the table. Neymar at French League One, PSG. We got the Dynamo against FC Dallas. Let's talk about it. We had Carly Lloyd in a Manchester City jersey on national television. Nobody said a thing about it. You know, Carly does want to go back and play for a pro team on the East Coast, but I think it shows you where the relevancy is right now, sadly, for the Houston Dash. 713-780-3776. Let's get it going here tonight. We'll start it off with Chris. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn, appreciate you taking my call. You know, they just dropped $263 million on Neymar being PSG. There are wild rumors out there that they're going to drop another $100-plus million on Mbappe. At what point does financial fair play go out the window? What are the potential repercussions for PSG as far as that's resolved? I mean, if you just open up those floodgates, I mean, what can Real Madrid do? What can Barcelona do? What can Manchester City do? Or any team that's purchased by some Russian or, you know, Middle Eastern billionaire? Yeah. It just seems like what's happening right now with PSG is exactly what all that was designed to prevent.
Golly. Is this washing money or what? I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, how does one become a billionaire? The valuation of players is totally through the roof. Financial fair play was established to prevent teams spending more than they earn. You know, and getting into financial problems. I don't know where this comes into play with teams like PSG and Barcelona. I don't know how much of it is about keeping a fair playing field, but I think we do know that in the world of global soccer and club soccer worldwide, that, you know, there is an elite group of players in this thing. The Manchester United's, the City's, the Barcelona's, the Real Madrid's, that are all on a different level, PSG. So I don't really know where this all is going, and I don't want to sit here and pretend like I do. I don't know how the rules are being met. I think sometimes there's fines, but these fines are such a slap on the wrist to these billionaire owners that it doesn't even make sense. Crystal Palace chairman Steve Parrish, this is what he said about the transfer market. He called it incredible this summer. More than £1 billion have been spent by Premier League clubs this summer. It's a figure that's going to continue to rise in the next 10, 11 days when the transfer windows close. So it's just mind-boggling. It's incredible. And I'm not the best guy with numbers, but even I know it's out of this world. I mean, there's no athlete worth that kind of money.
Well, I mean, and to that point, I mean, Barcelona was throwing numbers on the table for Coutinho that, while maybe incentive-laden, was more so than the previous record, which was Pogba.
It may have been up today, recently, this afternoon as well. So, look, I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. I think it's valuing soccer players now is, it's like a crazy stock market where, you know, there's all this built-in valuation, but it's almost smoke and mirrors. When does it collapse? When does it crash? I don't know. I just don't think you can keep doing this. And on the other hand, I do like seeing Neymar in the French League because I think it's bringing eyeballs to French League One. I think every weekend he's going to be a highlight reel. It's going to be like Harlem Globetrotters. He's going to each and every weekend try to outdo what he has done from an entertainment standpoint the weekend before. And then let's see if they can actually do something in the Champions League. You know what? When you have
is that really making him better as a player, though? I mean, the Globetrotters didn't get good by playing the Washington Generals.
But quite frankly, I don't think.
Standpoint, I'd be pissed because now our best player is playing against subpar competition compared to where he was or where he could be going into a World Cup year.
Yes and no. By the way, I don't think Neymar needs any more player development. I think he's kind of there. I think he's kind of there, Chris. Chris, thank you very much for the phone call and getting you kicked off here tonight. So Chris kicks it off. 713-780-3776. Swansea 4, Manchester United 0. Bailly, Lukaku, Pogba, Martial. A lot of wow factor with 3 goals in 5 minutes from the 80th to 84th minute. 2 games in a row. If you're a Manchester United fan, you're through the roof. Maybe too far through the roof. On the other hand, you still got to beat all the competition. They did it convincingly. They did it with style. They did it with panache. I'm wondering what Jose Mourinho is going to do when it comes to a top four team in the Premier League. Liverpool 1, Crystal Palace 0. Sadio Mane, the goal in that one. Liverpool fans, talk to me. 713-780-3776. A Stoke win. They get only 23% of the ball. They get a 1-0 win over Arsenal. Hesse gets the goal, the former Real Madrid man. Jeff Cameron's back there kicking anything that moves. Sitting back there defending and knowing Jeff like I know him. He's probably not enjoying doing that. He's probably enjoying the result, but he's not enjoying sitting back there and just having to defend for that length of time. Spurs 1, Chelsea 2. All right, all of you shut up that have decided that Chelsea are going to go up in self-immolation. They beat Spurs, Marcos Alonso, 24th minute, own goal tied it up for Spurs. Alonso gets a game winner. 713-780-3776. Is Chelsea back? They are the defending champions. City and Everton, 1-1. You got to love it. Wayne Rooney, 35th minute, 200th career goal in the Premier League. Raheem Sterling comes on, changes the game. He gets one for City. 65% of the possession for City. Kyle Walker sent off in the 44th. Yes and no on that one. Morgan Schneiderlin sent off in the 88th for Everton. No way he should have been sent off. Sorry. Don't agree with it. It's just where it is. 713-780-3776, the number to call in. I think it's Mikello. Is it Mikello? What's up, Mikello? Is it Mikello?
Yeah, it's Mikello here.
Hi, Mikello.
Down here in Humble.
How are you?
Mr. Glenn?
Thank you for calling
good,
the show.
Good, good, good. Not a problem. It's a good show here. I'm just listening to you guys on my way from work. Just wanted to add a few things about, I heard you mention a few things about Manchester United and how we are looking so far, first 2 games of the season.
Fire away.
We definitely, yeah. So I was saying we definitely off to a good start, but I don't want us to get too yet. But that I'm excited about what the future looks like, but we definitely got to pass the test and play against the top 4 or 5 teams first. But Jose Mourinho is always known to do better in his second season. So if we keep up beating these average teams and then play his defensive game against the top 4 teams, top 5 teams, I think you should be okay.
That's what I wanted to ask you, and you took yourself into the question I wanted to ask you, Mikello. When he gets up against the likes of City, Arsenal, Spurs, the top teams, is he going to shy away from being an attack-oriented team with all the attacking riches he has now and revert back to being a boring, sitting back and counter-attacking team? And if he is going to do that, do you accept that as a Manchester United fan with the history United has as being an attacking team?
Yes and no. Knowing Mourinho, who he is, I think whenever he plays against the top 4 team, he would rather get a point than lose all the 3 points.
The team had 15 draws last year. They were god awful boring. He has a part in them being god awful boring. All right, he's got the resources to get it done now. Are you going to accept that? Don't play apologist for Mo. Okay, he's got the talent now. It's his year 2. As you said, this is when he thrives. But do you think as a manager, he can turn this into a more consistent attacking outfit?
Yeah, as I say, you know, he's definitely going to do that against the weaker teams. You know, he's going to go all the way. You know, to attack.
I don't care about the weaker teams. I'm talking about the top teams at home. Is he going to attack or is he going to sit back at Old Trafford?
Yeah. Yes, he's going to do that because
he's going to sit
back. That's who Mourinho is. You know, he's done it in Italy. He's done it in Spain.
Yeah.
Whenever he plays against the top team, he would rather get a point than lose 3 points.
And that's where that's where I say a lot of Manchester United fans, guess what?
Uh-huh.
You're putting up with them. Deep down, you don't like it, but you're going to pretend it's okay.
I agree with you to some extent. But hey, as long as he brings us trophies, I think we'll be happy with that.
Yep.
Because yes, as much as we enjoy attacking soccer, but we also love winning trophies. So if he wins us trophies, especially the EPL, I think most of the fans will be okay with that. And also, I just wanted to add about Wayne Rooney. How about his resurrection in Everton? Huh?
Absolutely love it. I think it's a great story. And you mark my words, he's going to score against United this year in one of the fixtures. He's going.
He might, but I will beat them 3-1.
Well, I'm just telling you, he's going to score. He's going to score against United. I absolutely love his story because he went back to the club he left. He's a United legend. He's going out in a great way, and he is still competitive as all get out. And that's what I love and respect about that man. That man's not taking a paycheck. That guy's going out playing as hard as he possibly can. His physical side is declining like it does with every human being.
That's right.
We have to appreciate that man.
No doubt. I was happy he decided to go to Everton than go to China. He's definitely going to go out as a legend.
Forget China. So, you go to China, we're not going to talk about you on Soccer Matters if you go to China, because you know what? You're going for a money grab. Forget China, okay?
That's right.
Play in the best leagues, and you can do like Wayne Rooney does and go out with all the accolades that you totally deserve. And by the way, he becomes only the second player in the history of the Premier League to score 200 goals, and I'm going to tell you who number one is when we come back. Thank you very much for a great phone call. And you know what else I like about your phone call? You were very honest about about your team, and you weren't giving me the red glasses view, and I appreciate that. I love honesty.
Hey, I appreciate it, and I always enjoy your show. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for the phone call. 713-780-3776. We're going to take a break. 713-780-3776. Yeah, you know who the guy was. It was Alan Shearer. And you know what? Alan Shearer got his goals, and Shearer had 260 in only 306 matches. Wayne did it in 462. And this is why producer Tyler Scott is the best. He's taking me out with a little AC/DC. We're also going to give you a little quick word here about the King's Court. Real soccer fan and pub in Edo. Tomorrow night they're going to have a game-watching party. Dynamo FC Dallas, get down there. It's right next to the stadium, 903 Hutchins, corner of Walker and Hutchins, 13 TVs. Tomorrow night, game-watching party, Houston Dynamo FC Dallas, 24 taps, full bar, spirits, wonderful pub food. They got a deck that overlooks the stadium. It's the perfect place. You ladies, if you want to do the selfies down there or you want to have your group shots, that's where you do it. King's Court, rooftop deck, patio, shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium, spirits, beer, great food. Say hello to Jay. KingsCourtTX.com. Be there tomorrow night.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Calvert-Lewin, it was Sané's mistake. Everton could be in here with Rooney! It's his 200th goal in the Premier League! And it's come away to Manchester City. He's the second name on an exclusive list after Alan Shearer. It is a landmark moment in a career, a stellar career, but it's also come at a very important moment in an important match.
What a moment for Wayne Rooney, 200th Premier League goal. You heard it there on the call. So who's the other guy? Alan Shearer. He scored 260. Wayne gets his 200 in 462 games. Shearer got his in just 306 matches. What are your thoughts on this milestone from Wayne Rooney, who spent 13 years at Manchester United? 713-780-3776. And United fans, I would imagine you're tipping your hat to your former superstar player that you loved, you adored so much. I would love to hear from a United fan on Wayne Rooney. 713-780-3776. We'll talk Dynamo. We'll talk Premier League. We'll talk Neymar and crazy money at PSG. Did you see the Neymar highlights? They're sick. Facebook, Soccer Matters, go over there and check them out. We're also doing this Facebook Live thanks to our good friend Victor Ariza, who's a big part of the show. So we thank him for that. It's also something that we want to continue to do because we want to provide all the outlets we can for the show. Podcastarena.com and iTunes is where you get the show after the fact. And by the way, thank you, soccer fans, because every month we have 7,000 plus downloads of this show. Those are great numbers. We want to build them up, but they are fantastic numbers, and our thanks to you. Manny from El Batallón, who's going to be a big part of tomorrow night's watch party at King's Court, just reminded me that Jay, the owner, and his wife just had a second baby girl last night. So congratulations to Jay of King's Court. Eddie Mendoza saying cheers from Real Madrid, Houston Peña. He's talking about the potential of Messi going to Manchester City. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now and a lot of turmoil at Barcelona. And it's, a lot of it is directed at their board of directors and a specific gentleman there. Dynamo at Vancouver. Two mistakes. Costly. Boniek Garcia goes into a tackle he shouldn't have. And then a quick throw-in, a very rushed throw-in, led to a disaster that led to a Jordi Reyna goal. Nobody really knows much about Jordi Reyna in Major League Soccer. He's a Peruvian. He had a big night against the Dynamo. The Dynamo did, to their credit, fight back in the second half. They put together a second spectacular goal from Romel Kyoto. So I'll take your thoughts on the Dynamo at Vancouver. I'll take your thoughts on the Dynamo against FC Dallas. We can't do this show tonight without talking about Christian Pulisic of Dortmund. Again, another big day for Pulisic. He's only 18. He's U.S. born. He is tearing it up. People are talking about him all throughout Europe. This is the real deal, Christian Pulisic. Here he is on the win that Dortmund produced over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to come out here today with a lot of confidence and show what we're all about, and we were able to do that and get a nice win.
And you did that from the very first minute.
Yeah, definitely, and that was our goal. We wanted to go out and wanted to be really aggressive right from the first minute, and I think we showed that.
So there's Pulisic from Pennsylvania. His father lives over there with him. I'm not sure if his mother does as well, but he's a very grounded young man, as we have heard. Now let's hear about Christian Pulisic talking about the goal he scored.
Yeah, I think I just got the ball at my feet, and I kind of just saw an opening, so I just went for it, aimed for the back post, and luckily went in.
Pulisic on understanding what coaches and managers want.
Yeah, of course, and it's just the beginning of the season, so we want to continue to get better and better, but yeah, I think it was a really good showing today, and yeah, we're understanding him very well.
So Dortmund wins 3-0 against Wolfsburg, and Christian Pulisic is a huge part of it. You remember he scored in the German Super Cup as well, which Dortmund ultimately lost to Bayern Munich on penalty kicks. Here's more from Pulisic on what to expect in the future.
I mean, of course, it's just the first game, but we want to continue to build off this and continue to get better and better. And there'll be different opponents with different qualities, so we'll be prepared for the next games.
So Christian Pulisic is a beloved figure now at Dortmund. Not a beloved figure is Ousmane Dembele. Fans not really too happy about him because Dortmund rejected a huge offer from Barcelona for him. And, you know, when he's saying that he wants to leave, that's not going to endear you to the fan base. So lots going on at Dortmund. I still can't stand this whole transfer window and coach managers trying to put teams together. All the speculation still about who's going where. I don't like it. I don't know if you do. I don't know if you as a fan like it. Are there any fans out there that actually like the fact that league play has begun and teams aren't settled and there's still all this transfer talk? I don't know if anybody's even going to call in and say they like that. Hey, by the way, tackling is a skill in the game. You think it's leaving the game now with the way the rules and the definition of a foul has changed over the years? So witness a tackle from Morgan Schneiderlin against Sergio Aguero. Aguero certainly embellished it. But are referees and the new laws taking this element and skill out of the game? Because timely tackling is a skill. It's not thuggery. I want your thoughts on that. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number. And what does soccer mean to you? Answer that question any way you want. What does soccer mean to you? Could have been life-changing. It could be social. It could be many things. What does soccer mean to you? 713-780-3776. I think it's that time, Tyler Scott, for Game On for 90. And we got a good one here tonight.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Presented by Bud Light. Game on.
All right, so I just got into the summer transfer window, and our thanks to Bud Light. Every year during this window, we go through this mind-blowing speculation as to who is coming and going, who may be going to or from our favorite club. The press eats it up. Agents, players, clubs use it and use the press to validate and promote their positions and desires. The money being bandied about now is out of this world. It's at a point that valuing a player in truth is very difficult. Players, for the most part, do not value loyalty. Hate to say it, club loyalty is a thing of the past. That's fact. They're driven by agents who want to make deals in order to take an agent's fees. Money rules, dollars reign, it's all about the dinero. That aside, every year, if you're a Liverpool fan and an Arsenal fan, you go through a ritual. And I feel sad for you. It's a ritual that is mind-boggling to me. How is it every year when the preview of a season begins that at famed Liverpool, we are talking about getting a better goalkeeper and getting a better left back? It's remarkable how this happens year to year and nothing is done from it to correct the problem. That a team of this fat caliber can't find an upgrade at the goalkeeping position and at the left back position. Oh, and Arsenal, you're not free of this either. You have the Gunners' support. You're not fatigued, are you? Aren't you fatigued, tired of hearing every year that the team needs a hard man, a steely leader, a leader with an age and an edge? And yes, I'm going to say it, a leader that can replace Patrick Vieira. Every year, it's the same thing. So who is in charge of finding these resources, to finding these replacements? Scouting. Who is the person at Arsenal and Liverpool? And this is not just about money either. It's about being able to uncover someone who can do the job positionally. Hidden gems. Arsenal haven't done it. Liverpool haven't done it. The ritual just might be the definition of insanity. And that is Game On for 90, brought to you by Bud Light. And I would love to hear from any Arsenal and Liverpool fan. Isn't it depressing? Doesn't it get tiring? You know, look, if we're being fair, we got fatigued with the Dynamo style of play down here. That's why the team is not where it should be. Got less relevant. Now it's entertaining. It's been a remarkable turnaround with Wilmer Cabrera as the manager and putting together an exciting soccer team. But I'm concerned because I don't hear and see enough Dynamo fans talking about the sport. Oh, yeah, I see it in the, you know, on the internet. Yeah, there is some. I don't think there's enough. I don't think there's enough demand. And maybe it scared people away. Maybe people went away and just got tired of it. But now you got a great team. Now you got a team that's in the playoff push. You're going to get in the playoffs finally. And the Dynamo should get a bump from that. Starting with this weekend against Sporting Kansas City, you can still get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. But you can't take a couple of years off without refreshing your team, making it interesting, making it exciting, and expect people to keep going and showing up. And I think there are haves and have-nots in Major League Soccer. And we're getting into a turning point here with additional TAM next year and money being given to teams. Some teams are going to use it. Bet your bottom dollar. The LAFCs, the TFCs, the Atlantas are going to use that additional money, and they're going to prove to you that they're going to want to buy more resources with it. And then there are others who are wishing it wasn't coming because they're not going to use it. And their criteria and the way they're running teams are different. But there is going to be more consequence in the future. There is going to be more urgency to get things done. And the Dynamo have their challenges as well. As much as they're looking at FC Dallas tomorrow night, they have to be looking out as to what they're going to do with Cabezas and Elise. Because in the world of fishing, if your fish is over the 12-inch limit, it's called a keeper. You got keepers with Albert Elise, and you got keepers with Juan David Cabezas. Will you be able to keep them? Will you keep one of two? Will you keep them both? Will they be pillars in the future of building your team and your franchise? Because I'll tell you what, fans like Cabezas. Fans like Elise. Fans like the celebration. There's no doubt. Alex, another one, he's out of contract. Do you want all three of these back if you're a Dynamo fan? I sure do. Make it happen. 713-780-3776. Who we got here, Tyler?
We have Gabe.
Gabe, you are up. You want to talk about Arsenal. What's on your mind, Gabe?
Yeah, Glenn, just turned on the show right when you started talking about Arsenal and the same old complaints year in, year out, looking for that replacement for Vieira. But on another note, I feel like constantly every year the fan base is pushing to get Wenger out, Wenger out, Wenger out. And, I mean, it's just the same broken record year in and year out, you know?
Well, is the board of directors doing the fan a disservice by not taking Wenger out? I mean, we know he's an amazing manager with amazing history. It's the first time last year they didn't get into the Champions League. So he's been a moneymaker for the ownership group, which includes Stan Kroenke, who's also involved with the Colorado Rapids, who just fired Pablo Mastroianni. I don't know. How do you feel as a fan? I keep hearing it's a mix. It's 50-50. It's 60-40 against Wenger. What is it?
I think what happens, the same thing every year right after Christmas, you know, we make a little bit of a run, and then we start, you know, dropping points three-fourths of the way through the season, and then everyone's got that push to get Wenger out. The guy, I mean, we've been in the top four for how many seasons? I get it. Everybody's hungry for a championship. We haven't had a league title in a long time. But, again, the guy brought us the Invincibles. He brought, you know, he brings a quality top four team every season. Maybe we haven't spent the money like the big club, City and Chelsea. But again, we still produce. I think our biggest problem we run into is injuries. Every year we have one or two good players
I don't
that
think there's
end up
any
getting
question.
Injured.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody deals with injuries. And I think it's a good fallback position sometimes, and there is reality to it. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. My point is people get it done with injuries. My point also is the angst shouldn't be at Wenger. The angst, if people don't want him there, and you sound like you're a Wenger supporter, if they don't want him there, they should be upset at their board of directors and their ownership.
I agree.
Yeah, because they're the ones deciding whether he stays or whether he goes.
To your point about dealing with injuries, would you agree that maybe Arsenal's bench isn't as deep as some of the other clubs?
Yeah, that may be fair to say. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's a team that, for me, needs a little bit more personality. And that personality comes in the same question that I posed before, that, you know, where is that sort of emboldening spirit that you go, that's the face of Arsenal? It's not Mesut Ozil. It's not Alexis Sanchez, but I think it is by default. So I don't know. You know, there's those certain players that somehow can lead a locker room, and I don't know what it's like in there. I obviously don't know. But for me, yeah, they just they seem a little laissez-faire at times. They, you know, pushing the ball around beautifully, but they lack a little urgency and they lack a little edge, and I think that's been going on for quite some time.
Yeah, a little bit too long. But as far as captaincy goes, I've always liked Koscielny. I think he's a strong figure in the back.
That's the one everybody
again,
brings
we don't
up.
Know what he's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a solid defender. I think he's one of the top defenders in the Premier League. Unfortunately, we don't know what it's like in the locker room. So, yeah.
Well, listen, we're going to take a break. Thank you so much for that phone call, Gabe. A good one. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you, Gregory, asking the question. Is PSG a legitimate contender for a European crown now? I'm going to say yes, simply because of Neymar, and they went pretty far last year. Arturo said, would the Dynamo need home field advantage throughout the playoffs in order to make a deep run? Arturo posted that on Soccer Matters Facebook. Well, based on their home and away record, I think, Arturo, you can answer that one yourself. Why are Barcelona fans upset with Neymar? It's not like he was a product of La Masia. That's Jose on Facebook Soccer Matters. Well, Jose, I don't think they are upset with him. I think they're upset with their board of directors more. Who can blame Neymar for going to PSG? And again, if you haven't seen his highlights, get over to Facebook Soccer Matters. As we go to break, quick reminder here. Bud Light have all along here been supporters of me on the radio here. When I took this into mainstream, Bud Light has been on board with me from the start to now, and Bud Light has been a huge part of bringing soccer to you, the soccer fan, on the radio. So when you're posting up at the pool, you're out at a bar, you go down to a Dynamo game, or you're listening to the Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, make sure you're doing it by sipping a Budweiser. We'll take a break. More to come.
Station that brought you Dream Crushers, the pepper spray incident, and male golfer, female golfer food. We celebrate 10 years.
Got in my mouth.
Thank you, Houston.
Thank you.
ESPN 97.5 is 10. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, that's a happy birthday song to anybody who's celebrating their birthday today. Nobody even knows who that band is. I bet you somebody calls in right now. I'll give you a pair of tickets to the Houston Dash if you can tell me the name of that band. Actually, if you're the third caller, we'll give you a pair of tickets to the Houston Dash as well. Dash in action on Sunday, taking on the North Carolina Courage. 713-780-3776. We welcome you back to the show. I got to get another read in here for Bud Light, because Bud Light has been so good to me. Been so good to the show over the years. Of course, I got to find my Bud Light read, but you know what? We can always ad lib it. Bud Light. All the time that I've been on mainstream radio, if you remember, I had the show on public radio. I took it to mainstream, and I got sponsorship. And when I got the sponsorship, Bud Light was originally there with me. So as a host of Soccer Matters, I remind you that nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Spring is here. No, summer's here. No, almost fall is here. Get out on the patio, post up at the pool, come out to a Dynamo game. More importantly, grab your friends. Get an ice-cold bucket of Bud Lights. Tonight, tomorrow, any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of the Houston Dynamo, sponsor of Soccer Matters, Wednesdays, 7 Central. Tonight, we're doing it Tuesday because the Dynamo in action against FC Dallas. They call it MLS Rivalry Week. We're taking your calls on the Premier League as well. We'll go to the phone lines right now. We're going to do a little mailbag, and we've got couple of interviews coming up, including Eddie Robinson, who does the broadcast on theCUBE with me. former Dynamo defender. Let's go to the phone lines of Manny. Manny, what's up?
Glenn, man, how you doing, boss?
Buddy, thanks for the tip-off on Jay and his wife having a second child. And Jay is the owner and involved with the King's Court, which tomorrow is going to have a big watch party. Tell us about it, Manny.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, the Dynamo is throwing their official watch party for the Texas Derby tomorrow at 903 Hutchins. And the owner and operator, Jay, and his lovely wife, Magna, actually had their second baby girl last night. So congratulations to him. We got much love for Jay. El Batallón loves you, Jay. But yeah, we're going to be out there. El Batallón's always throwing our, as you know, our away parties there, our watch parties. And this time we're going to be doing it, in conjunction with the, Dynamo organization. They'll be having, their official watch party there with us as well. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, I wish we could be in Frisco, but, you know, lack of cooperation to make sure everybody could have a logistically sound trip obviously isn't working right now. Relations are a little bit volatile, so we'll have to regroup hopefully for the playoffs, or if not, if we don't see them then, you know, next season we'll be out there again and figure something out to get back out there.
He's the one and only Manny G, El Batallón. Guys have been doing a great job of leading the march into the stadium. They march back to the King's Court right there on 803 Hutchins. They do this whole cool ritual. They want you to join in. They want you to be a part of their group. Friendly, great guys. They're doing it right. They're involved with charities and collecting school supplies. Are you still doing the school supplies, Manny?
We actually just finished up. Okay. We finished up on Sunday, and we love to work in collaboration. So we worked with the Bayou City Blues, the Chelsea boys out there. So they hooked it up as well. They collaborated with us, and we were able to get Parkswood Elementary and Reynolds Middle School, and we've got supplies for Sanchez High School. Everybody who poured their hearts out and opened up and just showed so much love for the kids. We thank everybody that gave and everybody that collaborated with us. It was awesome.
Yeah, supporters groups are doing it in a lot of different ways, and I like what's happening in Houston, and there's been a lot of people spearheading this. Tom Clare, the Houston Red Army, doing that. You're doing that with El Batallón. So Eddie Mendoza with Real Peña. Yeah. We got the Costa Din with Houston Culas. So a lot of good stuff going on. Quick word here for you, Manny, because I just got this coming in out of the mailbag. Who is the most desperate side going into the Texas Derby tomorrow night? And we'll put this out on the phone as well for any callers. 713-780-3776. This comes from @soccerdownhere. This was on Twitter. Who is the most desperate team going into the Texas Derby, the Dynamo or FC Dallas? I'm going to let you answer it, Manny.
Sure. I think right now going into it, I would have to give the edge on desperation to FC Dallas. Not to just consider my bias, obviously, but just the skid that they've been on as of late within the last few games, going from the top and just like plummeting. They're still a very close race right now. But I think just based on the most recent results, I would say Dallas. Now, if we were basing it on, say, the last 3-4 seasons, I'd say it would be us, the men in orange. But given how things have been going this year, given how things have been going lately, I think FC Dallas really, really needs this right now, but they're not going to get it. So,
yeah, I don't think the past even plays into this. I think this is about what's going on right now. Dallas has lost 3 out of 4. They haven't won in their last 4. So I'm interested if Wilmer Cabrera is going to try to jump on them early and try and catch them cold and try and get the game's first goal up there, or if the Dynamo is going to be a little bit more conservative with their team shape, try and keep the game in front of them. I'm interested, and I'm also interested to see in the 3-set who he starts. If you, as a Dynamo fan, and I'll throw this to you, Manny, before I let you go, call in at 713-780-3776. Who's more desperate, Dynamo or FC Dallas? And who would you start in the 3-set up front, which, you know, it's gonna turn into a 4-5-1 for a lot of that match. But do you give Elise the start? Because Elise 2 games ago got off the snide and scored. Do you give Kyoto the start, who so badly needed a goal and got one in Vancouver? Do you bring Moro Minotas in? Does Kubo get back into the lineup? And by the way, Kubo was rested for this FC Dallas game. So I think we're anticipating him, Manny, coming back in the lineup, right?
Well, I mean, I would always anticipate one of our DPs to get back in the lineup. Me personally, I would go with Manotas in the middle, and he's flanked by Elise and Kyoto to start.
I love it, Manny. You're going all out attack. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to. I mean, what other way are you going to do? If we have such little possession, we've got to make that possession count, right, the way we play. So I think that sort of speed and the way they understand each other, that's what I want to see.
Let's be bold. Let's be aggressive. I love it, Manny. Thank you so much. Thanks for your great work with El Batallón, and I'm glad the King's Court has become a wonderful home for you.
Very much so. Thank you again, Glenn. Hey, I appreciate you having me on the show, and I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of it, man.
All right. Thank you, Manny. So Manny's weighing in there. So Dynamo fans, where are you tonight? I hope you got the passion that Manny's got. Where are you, Dynamo fans? All right, I'm going to go to the mailbag since Dynamo fans are asleep or putting their kids to bed or out on the bike trail. I don't know where you guys are. 713-780-3776. Are you kidding me? Ahead of the derby against FC Dallas? Manny's the only one weighing in on who's the most urgent team? Or who's going to be the three set up front? Does Kubo automatically go back into the starting lineup? If you remember, I said keep an eye on Kubo with the Gold Cup and everything. And how that affects him. 713-780-3776. All right. So what, here we go, mailbag. This is from Alan, who is hashtag Quakes fan in Louisiana. Man, what happened to Alan? He must have taken a wrong turn. How did he end up in Louisiana? Not that that's a bad place to be, but I can't think there's a lot of San Jose Earthquake fans in Louisiana. He says, what is the sports radio's hesitancy to embrace MLS, even doing simple updates? Kansas City, Seattle, and Portland do a good job. Other cities I've been to, not so much. And that's Alan, Quakes fan in Louisiana. That was from Facebook, Soccer Matters. Get over there, like us. Get over there, form an opinion. We're also on Facebook Live tonight here. How do I answer that? I think certain markets are really, you know, you're driven by numbers and fans and popularity. So Kansas City, Seattle, and Portland. I mean, everyday sports talk radio in Portland has to include the Timbers because of the interest and the fan support. Has to. No question. Seattle, same. Kansas City, I don't know as much, but Kansas City's popular. Yeah, I wish there was more in mainstream media down here. I mean, I feel like the Lone Ranger sometimes. I think sometimes for, you know, that's the one thing that I like about ESPN Radio. They've embraced the sport of soccer. They've given me a show. I mean, I'm always wanting more. I'd love to be on five nights a week. And by the way, on that note, I'm going to break out a new podcast. It's called Going Deeper. And I'll let you know when that happens. But it's going to be pretty interesting, and it's going to be a way of interviewing people that's a little bit different. And I'm looking forward to presenting that to you, the soccer fans, down the road. Gregory says, is PSG a legitimate contender? Oh, we already talked about that. Yeah, when you got Neymar, you're a contender, by the way. Right, Victor? You're a contender if Neymar is on your team. And by the way, PSG didn't do so bad last year. They took it pretty far. So we're going to take you to break with the cult here. We're going to remind you again about the Daspit Law Firm and their great connection with us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. You know, it's pretty cool. Once we started publicizing the Daspit Law Firm, two other law firms came out of the woodwork and wanted to get a piece of the action here, and I had to remain loyal to the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and his firm, personal injury attorneys that bring you a personalized approach, DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-4878. Look, we all get into situations where we need a lawyer, whether it's a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction. You may work at a plant. We have lots of those in and around Houston and refineries. 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm is going to assure you they'll treat your case as if it's their own. It's DaspitLaw.com. Fight for your right for compensation with the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-4878. Thank you, John Daspit. We'll take a break.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.